Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
If you've got a thirst for knowledge that never quits, Brightside Podcasts are just what you need. Whether you're into recent discoveries, space exploration, true stories, or useful tips for self-improvement, psychology, gadgets, or just your day-to-day routine, there's something for everyone. Now, before your next dinner out on the town, please consider these 15 tricks restaurants use to make you spend more. Remember that time you ate out and went well beyond your planned budget? Does that happen way too often? It's no surprise, since restaurants use smart tricks to make you spend more money. You can, of course, check your bills for dishes you didn't order, but this trick isn't really used anymore. Number 1. Saving money on fresh fruit. Bartenders often save on fruits, not because they lack these products, but from simple laziness. For example, to make a drink with freshly squeezed juice, they need 3 oranges. Sometimes they lack the 2 fluid ounces necessary to make a full portion. What should they do in that situation? That's right, squeeze another whole orange. However, instead of doing that, they pour the missing amount from a carton of orange juice, thus saving their time. Number 2. Cozy tables in restaurants. Almost all restaurants are interested in having as many cozy and secluded spots for their patrons as possible. You're likely to spend more time at a comfortable table, which means you'll order more. To make people who are dining alone feel comfortable in a restaurant, and especially in coffee shops, small round tables are placed throughout the space. Number 3. Tricky dish arrangements. A restaurant can significantly increase its monthly profit by using some marketing tricks. For example, there's a whole science behind menu psychology. Merchandising and marketing expert Alban Seberg described it in his book Menu Design. Clients choose dishes located in the middle of the menu page more often. That's why owners of catering businesses indicate expensive, more profitable dishes in this space. The least expensive items find themselves in the lower left area of the menu in small fonts to make it harder for you to notice and read them.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Restaurants also try to prevent you from comparing prices by either putting similar items on different pages or using weird fonts. Finally, to sell all types of desserts equally, they set a similar price for desserts despite their ingredients or the product's weight. Number 4. Saving money on expensive products. David Kinchlow, president of the Association of National Restaurant Consultants, says that patrons most often get the minimum amount of expensive ingredients in their dishes, but their presence is still indicated on the menu. For example, berries, seeds, nuts, and truffles can be very appealing on the menu. Restaurants must create the notion that they are there on the plate, even if there's just one single berry, to leave the client feeling pleased. Number 5. Unusual name for dishes. Playing with dish names also works well on diners. Marketers spend a good deal of time inventing names and descriptions for the dishes on a menu. What sounds more exciting to you? Perch fillet or fillet of Chilean sea bass? A cake with Belgian chocolate or a chocolate cake? They also try to make the name sound more authentic. It works especially well with Italian restaurants, where they call the soup and salad section of the menu Zuppe e Salate. Ciao, baby! Inspiring nostalgia also helps. You're more likely to order Grandma's homemade scallops or Uncle Ben's pizza than an emotionless dinner. Number 6. Reduced portions and small plates. You may have noticed that restaurants have started to reduce the sizes of their portions, but they haven't changed their prices. Those who work in the catering sphere say that the idea of reducing portions came from retail. For example, you often see packages of 1.75 pounds instead of 2 pounds. Moreover, some restaurants decrease the size of their plates to create the illusion of sufficient portions. Number 7. Special buffet arrangements. Do you like buffet restaurants? You probably think they can't fool you there because you pick your own foods. Oops! They have their own tricks. The foods that cost the least, such as bread and salad, are normally at the start of the buffet, allowing you to stuff your plate with them and leave no room for the more expensive foods. Word of the wise, grab the meat first. Number 8. Photos of dishes and the absence of currency symbols. According to restaurant menu specialist Greg Rapp, using photos and illustrations of dishes increases sales by 3 times when it's the only image on a page. Some restaurant owners rarely indicate currency symbols on their menu. Research from Cornell University showed that visitors who were offered a choice of dishes without currency signs spent much more than those who got the same menu with currency signs. Number 9. Fish Monday. Most restaurants order fresh fish on Tuesdays and Thursdays. That's why fish very often becomes the dish of the day on Mondays, because they need to sell it before it expires. The reason for arranging various deals and profitable offers are the same. Those dishes are often cooked ahead of the other products because their expiration date is approaching quickly. Number 10. Free snacks. It feels so good when a waiter brings you complimentary snacks before taking your order. Olive, crackers, and chips are not a kind gesture of the owner, as you might think. The real reason for such complimentary snacks is to make you feel thirsty. After eating several of those salty snacks, you'll want to order more drinks, bringing a bigger profit to the owner of the cafe.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI. It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Number 11. The decoy effect. When you look at the wine card, you'll most likely skip the most expensive wine. However, you won't go for the cheapest either, so as not to look cheap. Your choice will most likely be the second most expensive wine. Newsflash! Knowing about this trend, restaurants don't only overprice the first item on the list, but also the second. So, when you think you're saving money, you're actually still paying more than you should. Number 12. Specially selected music. Charles Spence, an experimental psychologist at the University of Oxford, is positive that music affects us both physically and emotionally, especially when it's accompanied by food. Expensive restaurants choose classical music, which encourages visitors to spend more because it makes them feel richer. More than that, restaurants specializing in certain cuisines can turn on certain classical music to create the best possible atmosphere. Who wouldn't enjoy a bottle of expensive French wine accompanied by expensive-sounding French music? Gee, I don't know. Number 13. 2 portion sizes. Sometimes you can see the same dish on the menu, available in 2 options, a large portion and a small one. This strategy is called bracketing. William Poundstone, American author, columnist, and skeptic, describes it in his book, Priceless: The Myth of Fair Value and How to Take Advantage of It. A client initially has no idea what a mini portion is like and thinks that a smaller portion has a better price and that they'll spend less money by ordering it. In truth, a restaurant always sells a smaller portion for an increased price, saving funds on the number of products used. Eventually, in terms of weight, a larger portion is a better value for you. Number 14. Muffled light. Lighting can influence the speed at which people eat. Expensive restaurants usually prefer soft lighting in their halls so that their visitors can relax. They are likely to spend more time in a restaurant with such a calm environment and will spend more money, which is very important for the owners. Number 15. Friendly waiters. Very often, one may notice very cheerful and friendly waiters in restaurants. Any restaurant owner thinks that a good waiter should be a good seller too. That's why they will make you laugh, give you compliments, and recommend the best dishes from the menu. As clients start to trust them, they agree to special offers without even asking the price, and they even opt for dessert after a heavy dinner. Thanks to such friendly employees, visitors spend more time in restaurants and leave good tips. Wow, that's a whole new kind of trick-or-treat, huh?